Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about, yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Farrar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighbor, Carmelite the Frank Farrar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about sort of charity, burial, resurrection. A lot of things going on in that sort of title that I put forward. I was actually struggling with it a bit today, but I just recently finished reading The Brothers Karamazov, which, just if you haven't read it, read it. And if you don't feel you can get through it, at least listen to a book on tape. It is well worth your time. I'm still processing what I've read, and I'm not going to lie, when I got to the end of it, I sort of wept just because of the sheer beauty of the book itself. And it got me thinking because the last chapter, and it's not a spoiler, it's in the epilogue, but there is a burial of a child, and we see, you know, one of the small threads through the book, this sort of bringing back together what has been divided, and what was divided and being brought back together was a group of local schoolboys, you know, sort of around 12, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, from Dostoevsky. And Alyosha, sort of the protagonist, hero of the text, played a definitive role in that reunification. And the schoolboys are burying one of their own that they have come to love dearly. And you would think that this is sad, and it is sad. He doesn't beat around the bush. These boys are very sad that they buried their friend and all that stuff. And but then, you know, he sort of brings them together and calls them to remember. Remember what they have done that day and the charity of that act, because the charity, the love that is within that act, has this sort of eternal aspect that will impact all of their lives and even into the hereafter. And what Alyosha does is increase the vision of these kids to remind them that there is more than just the here and now, and this act that they have done in charity and love for their comrade, their fellow schoolboy, speaks to that eternal aspect of what their hearts are feeling in relationship of their love to one another. And this is such an important thing within the text, because one of the arguments against God within the text put forward by Ivan, the middle brother, is the suffering of children. And Alyosha says some things and sort of, you know, in his repartee with his older brother. But we see Dostoevsky giving a definitive answer to that sort of argument against God. And that argument that Ivan puts forward is the suffering of children. And he does so in an abstract sense, but it really touches on his own suffering childhood, because their father was not a good man, to say the least. We see the definitive response of Dostoevsky to the argument and the worldview of Ivan Karamazov through those boys and Alyosha. And there's something I think we can learn from. One of the spiritual works of mercy is burying the dead. And it's care for the body, but it's also a testimony when we go through that action that this is not the end. there will be a resurrection. So the importance of the resurrection impacting our lives in the here and now, because if God's not good and God does not have authority and if God doesn't even exist, you know, St. Paul tells us, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we will die. You know, everything is really justifiable, because what's the there's no eternal consequences. Sure, there might be punishment in the temporal order, but really, you know, if you can skirt those, why not? And keep enjoying a life of whatever you want to create, you know, hedonism, all that sort of stuff. But Dostoevsky points us through these children who are growing into that worldview that there is this divine, there is this eternal. And it's not something that we are beginning to wait for, but it's something that we begin to experience in the here and now. You know, this breaking in of God is in the world through the person of Christ. And they have experienced it this morning. And it took an older figure, Alyosha, to help the boys to acknowledge and to see and to embrace the things that they have gone through, that they have already begun to sense in their hearts. So a lot is going on in all these actions. And we are in the Easter time where the resurrection is put right before our face, something that we should never and can never forget. That is meant to be a guidepost for our life, for we are a Alleluia people. We are an Easter people. But the true ramifications of that act isn't just us waiting for the moment when we will rise from the dead, but it's also experiencing that eternal life in the here and now. We begin to taste it, even though not fully. So a book like The Brothers Karamazov helps to accentuate the necessity of understanding the reality that through love and through charity and through little acts that seem as ordinary as burying the dead, we begin to taste that resurrected life in the here and now. And then we become truly transformed in the person and in the light and in the love of Jesus Christ. And it is something that truly impacts a community and impacts a society and brings about a conversion and transformation of that society for all those that are willing to submit themselves to the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on this podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help this podcast out. Also, head to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts, videos on my YouTube channel, social media things that I use, and you can also email me through that site. All of this is at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.